Come in, Robin Mays. 107.7 The Island, anxiously awaiting Robin Mays as she enters the building.
Robin Mays has entered the building.
Voice for companion animals and your adorable, adoptable pet of the week. You have a Oreo?
This is the last of the Golden Girls. This is Blanche.
Oh,
still
Blanche.
Waiting. Or, I'm sorry, Sophie. Not Blanche. Blanche got adopted. This is Sophie.
This one's Sophie. Black and white.
Black and white.
Beautiful cat who seems to be interested in my part of the building.
Right away, going to change.
Why you got to walk right on the keyboard?
All the settings.
Hi, baby. Oh,
she's so cute. She is true cat fashion. I'm on the keyboard. I'm going to go check everything out. I'm going to go behind. I'm going to pull on cords.
This is not fear. This seems like just inquisitive.
She's very inquisitive. She used to be scared as anything, and we have had her out with the dogs. She's good with dogs now.
She just banged her head on the lampshade.
Yes, she did. She's a little lightheaded.
Man, that is a really sharp-looking cat.
She has her tuxedo looking on, but this is Blanche, last of the Golden Girls. Still waiting with her socks on and dressed in her dress black. The
perfect black and white coloring and beautiful clear eyes. How old?
Between 5 and 6 months.
Yeah.
Fully vetted, microchipped, and as you say,
hip fixed.
And microchipped.
Microchip.
And she is still, we are still, if I can talk, we are still running our $50 adoption special. So with an approved adoption, you could have a new best friend.
That's fantastic.
And what's better right now than your own little purring lap warmer? One that purrs and keeps you warm.
Now she's watching television.
And yes. And what is on but a Food Network that we're learning how to make roasted potatoes. Yes, she is watching TV.
Voice for Companion Animals is here. They're nonprofit in Grand Island, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption. Let's see if I can get some pictures of, did you say Sophie?
This is Sophie.
Sophie, black and white cat available for adoption now. Check out the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Robin, thank you so much for everything that you do. How many animals are in that shelter right now?
I think we have it back down to about 24.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. So
you were rocking there in the 30s for a while, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we were. We are glad. Going into Thanksgiving, it's kind of nice to give the volunteers a little bit of a break of enjoying their own family and friends. So hoping we can get some adoption numbers and kind of give everybody a chance and get some of these guys into homes of their own.
Get them in a loving home. Again, it's 1077theisland.com. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design. 20 years of screen printing, and they specialize in custom apparel. Pro Team Design. Find out more. ProTeamDesign.com. Robin, thank you again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Did you hear that later in the week we might have some snow?
I heard this morning. I heard the four-letter word that starts with S.
Did you hear the man screaming in my head?
Was that you?
No!
But as my dad, bless his heart, would say, it's just a dusting. It will not hang around.
It's just interesting how it comes at a time when we're traveling.
Right.
Busiest travel day of the year. Does it have to do it then?
Yes.
Yes. That's the way she works.
I feel like years and years ago, and maybe I'm wrong, but at Thanksgiving, it was freezing cold and snow on the ground.
Yeah.
And within the last several years, it hasn't been like that.
No, not here. On the East Coast, I remember on numerous occasions. There's even an Al Pacino movie that takes place on the East Coast at Thanksgiving, on Thanksgiving Day, like 8 inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
It is a potential.
It's kind of different. It's, you know,
The other potential is having temperatures in the 60s.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that would be okay, but I'm okay with cooler weather and all that. I like watching the leaves change, and I don't like getting them out, crawling up on the ladder and getting them out of the gutters. But
no, nobody does.
Except
the sickies,
that are out with their leaf blowers every day.
Have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. haunts me. There's a party going on
right here. Waking up with Franz Man, one man party in the morning.
It's a celebration.
107.7 The Island.